News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Yeah, we're going to start out the week thanking Rob Center, a fabulous producer. He's going to keep good track of us all week long. We know that to be true. And Mr. Matt Cotrillo's over in the newsroom. He's monitoring the Winternet, but that list has been unchanged for the past hour or so. So Winternet, check it out at WKOK.com. I'll announce it again tomorrow or this morning at 7:30. In the studio with us now, Dick Simpson is back. He's the deputy commander for District 17 of the American Legion Department of Pennsylvania and a member of American Legion Post 44, which is the busy post down on Route 11 in Northumberland and Point Township. Welcome aboard, sir.
Morning. Thank you, Mark.
I really appreciate you coming in. I didn't realize the American Legion had all of these youth programs, and Earl Bennett knows that, too. He's a member of Post 201 in Sunbury. He's a past commander there. He's a U.S. veteran. What branch of service were you in?
I was in the Army and retired out of the Pennsylvania National Guard.
All right, well, fantastic. Well, thank you for your service. And if I've thanked you many times, I'll do it again, Dick. Really, always.
Thank you, Mark.
Super appreciate it. All right, so youth programs. Some folks don't even realize that there's all these different youth programs out there.
Oh, you're not kidding. And it's a shame because the American Legion, we work to service our community, our nation, of course, but the youth. We have so many different youth programs. The oratorical, the essays, and my personal favorite, the State Police Youth Week, as well as scouting. It's just an endless thing. There's so many scholarships available to the youth. And that's why we're here. Want to get the word out.
All right, and you want to spread the word to everybody, Dick.
Yes, we want to get it out, and we want the parents to understand that all they have to do is contact the local post. We have the essay program, which is in the process now of the district level every year, and now this year in the oratorical contest, the finals will be Saturday down at the Forum in Harrisburg. These youth have opportunities of picking up scholarships up to $18,000 on a national level, and they start out locally with small ones and build up the state, I think, is somewhere around $7,500, and it's just unbelievable the amount of scholarships and opportunities and grants that are available, that all they have to do is contact your local Legion post and work with them to go through with these.
Well, let's give folks the telephone numbers. Go ahead and write this down. If you think one of these programs we're about to talk about applies to you in Sunbury at the American Legion Post 201, it's 286-0431. And in Northumberland, it's 473-3331. And that's the Northumberland Point Township Post 44 there. All right, well, let's start at the beginning. The essay contest, this we're a little bit familiar with. We've heard some of the students up here recording their competitions for the oratorio person. Tell us about the essay contest.
Well, the essay contest starts out in the local, the post. They can have one or they can have 15 local people who write essays and they judge them. Then they move on to district, and from district they go to region and then to state, and from state they go to the nationals. And there's money available at each level as far as scholarships and prize money.
All right, and the oratorio. What is the oratorio aspect of this, Earl?
Well, once again, there's money available to the students. Okay. And basically what it is a contest that was developed primarily to install a better knowledge and appreciation of our Constitution in the high schools. And the objectives included development of leadership qualities and the ability to speak clearly. Preparation, you know, and the acceptance of duties, responsibilities, and the rights and privileges of the American citizen. And as far as the prizes go, the Department of Pennsylvania, the Department of the American Legion of Pennsylvania awards the first place winner a $7,500 scholarship plaque, an expense paid trip to the state convention, where the winner presents the, gets up there in front and speaks to the convention, reciting her, his or her speech that took the prize.
All right, and you have had local folks that have competed and done well in these essay and oratorial.
That's correct, Mark. We've had them go as far as the state finals, yes.
All right, so you want parents to know that these things are out there. So the essay contest is out there, and it really calls attention to your ability to either speak or write and call attention to this nation and the your feelings about the nation, and patriotism is an aspect of this. But not just patriotism, just the fact that you understand how the U.S. works and how you feel about it. So that's important. And of course, if you happen to mention that you know, millions of men and women have served in the U.S. Armed Forces, all the better. But that's not the requirement of that particular essay or oratorio contest. All right, some other aspects of youth programs: the Keystone Boys State and Keystone Girls State competitions. What do they entail?
Well, they're nearly like competitions, Mark. They are actually week-long camps, and it's not a summer camp type thing. It's not. It's a preparation for the personal feelings and experience of a model state. They compete in the governing bodies that select their own governor, right down the list of the local things. And of course, at the end, they can go on to the national level too. And it's to develop leadership and American citizenship, to arouse the keen interest in the detailed study of government, to develop the young citizen of Boy State a full understanding of our American tradition and belief in the United States of America, to arouse the young citizens a determination to maintain our form of government from the preamble to the American Legion Constitution, and to inculcate the individual obligation of community, state, and nation, and safeguard and transmit the prosperity of the principle of justice, freedom, and democracy.
All right. Well, fantastic. So this really talks about, you know, understanding what an American citizen is, and what all the many men and women who are.
That's correct.
Are that can and should.
The jury has the Keystone Girl State, which is basically the same thing, but it's ran strictly for the girls, and the boys' state, of course, is for the boys.
All right, and these are separate camps that take place. What are these, about a week-long camps that take
That's
place?
That's correct.
All right.
Keystone Boys' State is down at, and they're both down there, really, at Shippensburg University is where they're ran.
Okay, so, and I know we've sent folks to Boys and Girls State around here, too, so we've had local representatives. There's also a separate State Police Youth Week camp. Now, what does that entail? Earl, what's that all about?
Well, that I'm very familiar with, because my both my son and my daughter went to it, and my daughter's best friend, as we were saying earlier, she's now an officer out in Mifflinburg. But at any rate,
so that helped launch a law enforcement career.
Oh yes,
can be a lifelong benefit for a young person to come out of there with a real interest in.
Not can be, I think it is. If you can picture the average 15-year-old, that's the age bracket right there, around 15. It has to be 15 years old to be, you know, at the beginning of the camp. And so, in other words, can't turn 16 during, but and no older than 18. But at any rate, in that camp, what they're going to do, it goes for six weeks. They're going to learn all about the different classes in Pennsylvania vehicle and crime codes. They're going to learn forensic sciences, radar, riot control. I mean, the average work the an officer in any town actually knows, and they're going to. During this time, they're going to learn discipline, which is a big thing. I couldn't believe the difference in my children when we pick them up from camp. I mean, they come up to me and stand at attention. Hey. But, I mean, it's such a fantastic field. And they're going to learn how to the weapon firing, work with specially trained dogs. Like I say, everything. They introduce the students to in all procedures of law enforcement. The cadets march to their classes. I couldn't believe the difference in it. And like I say, in a week.
All right, so that's the State Police Youth Week.
Yes.
We've already talked about Keystone Boys State Camp and Keystone Girls State Camp and the oratorio and essay contest. We've got a couple minutes left. We've got a lot of ground to cover. But Legion Baseball is for individuals between the ages of 12 and 18. And as the name implies, it's a pretty much famous Legion Baseball around here.
That's correct, Mark. And as you know, I'm still involved with the local Legion Baseball program. We have the Junior Legion and we have the Senior Legion. The Junior Legion runs from 12 to 15, the Senior Legion from 15 to 18. And these are teams sponsored at least by a post by name. Some are sponsored by other groups or individuals who put the money up to run the teams, but they still have to have a Legion post to use their name. And it's we have end up, of course, with, again, state tournaments, and they go on to nationals. And we've had two teams recently from the Sunbury, Northumberland area that ended up winning the region and going to state tournaments.
All right. There's also other scholarships plus an endowment involved from the American Legion that supports young scholars. The scholarships and the endowments are there. The difference is the scholarship generally is a one-time gift, and then endowments are utilized to help somebody go all the way through college, and that can be tens and tens of thousands of dollars from the American Legion. So you want to know about that. Of course, you guys support the Boy Scouts of America, and so that's noteworthy as well. And junior shooting sports. Tell me about that real quick.
That's basically inside. They work with the air rifles and so forth. And it's really for anybody, but we encourage the handicapped youth to get involved in this because they're able to do it, and it's for them as well. And one thing I want to point out about the State Police Youth Week and Keystone Boys State is the funds for this is paid for by the local Legion post, and it doesn't cost individual families. And sometimes we go to organizations like the Lions and the Kiwanis to even pick up for if there's more than one or two that want to go from the same area.
All right, to help pick up the expenses. Earl, we're going to close with you. Just make a pitch for parents to think about some of these great youth programs.
Well, in all honesty, we are here to serve the community. And the children, all of them, they are the backbone, the future of this country.
So you really want them to learn up some of these activities, things related to government and patriotism, and shooting sports are just plain fun for everybody, men and women.
Absolutely.
Around here. Legion Baseball scholarships, a scholarship endowment, State Police Youth Week, the oratorio and the essay contest, Keystone Boys State, Keystone Girls State. So there's a ton going on. Contact your American Legion in Sunbury. It's 286-0431. And in Northumberland Post 44, it's 473-3331. Thank you so much, men, for going over these programs.
Thank you, Mark.